33 Days to Morning Glory. Week 2, The Eucharist and the Saints. Day 11, Maximilian Kolbe. No love without sacrifice. Our love of comfort eliminates sacrifice from our lives, and there is no love without sacrifice. So our obsession with comfort is eliminating love. In a world that can be cold and harsh, violent, and at times brutal, the saints prove that our humanity has a better side. Our better side is kind and caring, compassionate and gentle. The saints fostered this better side with spiritual disciplines and acts of loving service. These acts required personal sacrifices that can be directly linked to the cross via the Eucharist. Maximilian Kolbe demonstrated the power of love and sacrifice in the midst of the brutality of Nazi Germany. His moment of heroic selflessness was an epic demonstration of generosity. In the face of cold indifference, it was a moment of white-hot, glowing love. In the face of stunning brutality, it was a moment of gentle surrender. Kolbe was a priest in Poland during World War II. After Germany invaded Poland, he organized a temporary hospital in the monastery where he lived, with the help of a few brothers who remained. Between 1939 and 1941, they provided shelter and care for thousands of refugees who were fleeing Nazi persecution. This included hiding more than 2,000 Jewish men, women, and children from the Germans. The center of daily life at the monastery was perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Kolbe recognized the evil that was confronting the world and called for constant prayer before the Eucharist. The rise of evil led Kolbe to place Jesus at the heart of his community. These were his words to the people. Jesus is the first citizen of Naipokala now, Kolbe's monastery, the elder brother and bridegroom of souls, present in the Eucharist. He makes us brothers. He warms our hearts with mutual love. Eventually, the monastery was shut down. Kolbe was then arrested by the Gestapo and sent to Auschwitz. In July of 1941, a man escaped from the camp. The deputy commander picked 10 men to be starved to death in an underground bunker to discourage others from trying to escape. One of the men selected cried out, "My wife, my children." Kolbe volunteered to take his place. After 2 weeks without food or water, Maximilian Kolbe was the only one alive. The guards killed him with a lethal injection so they could reuse the bunker. He died on August 14th. The history of Christianity is paved with sacrifices, large and small, that echo the love of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross in every place and time. Self-denial and sacrificing for the sake of others is another rich theme that runs through the lives of the saints. Our modern times seem addicted to comfort and allergic to sacrifice. Both postures make the Christian life at least difficult and at most impossible. In order to love and love deeply, we have to be willing to give up some comfort and take on some sacrifice. Love of comfort is a form of self-worship. Let us set aside our fixation with comfort and worship the one true God by adopting the spirit of sacrifice that Jesus embraced on the cross. Our willingness to make sacrifices for those we love is one of the ways we give weight to the words, "I love you." And where does the courage, strength, and grace to make life-giving sacrifices come from? From Jesus in the Eucharist. St. Maximilian Kolbe wrote, "Jesus, you come to me and unite yourself intimately to me in the form of nourishment. Your blood now runs in mine. Your soul, incarnate God, compenetrates mine, giving courage and support. What miracles! Who would have ever imagined such?" Maximilian Kolbe had laid down his life in small ways for other people thousands of times before that day in Auschwitz. You and I may never find ourselves in a situation like that, but each day is filled with opportunities to take someone else's place. Each time we do, that is a holy moment. It is a Eucharistic moment. What small sacrifice are you willing to make today for somebody else? Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Lesson: there is no love without sacrifice. Love is indispensable for a Christian, and therefore, so is sacrifice. Make small sacrifices each day that clearly demonstrate your love for God and neighbor. Virtue of the day: sacrifice. The virtue of sacrifice enhances the meaning of our existence. The ability to set aside our desires and personal preferences, expecting nothing in return, is evidence of the nobility of the human person. Let your selfishness give way to love, and you will embrace the sacrifices of daily life enthusiastically. Spiritual communion. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen.